Okay. Give your tzai today?
Yeah.
Neshom Shevin Aliyah. Today is also B'Shlomo Zalmorbach's your tzai. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Okay, we're supposed to learn his Torah on the your tzai. Mm-hmm. So we were up to hay, yeah? Mechon is a car. So really, the best practice is to check your car at night, at the Bedikas Chametz on the 14th. I depend, so with a flashlight. But it's acceptable to check it during the daytime by the sunlight. Like we've learned about the open porch, where the sunlight is sufficient enough in order to check it. So we don't make a brach on this bedika. Kedim bedikas kisim, just like when checking your pockets.
When you make a brach on the bedika of your house, I mean, you include everything you're going to check.
Yeah.
Which will include your car, which will include...
But that will be on the next day as well.
Right.
Morning.
It's all one process until you finally get rid of all your chametz.
Yes. So what about checking your sfarim? So this was this was interesting. If you see in Vav,
eat while learning and you get crumbs in there. Man.
Yes. Do you have to be? What do you think? Do you have to be careful about that? Do you have to be careful about not bringing sfarim to the table, or about even if you do checking sfarim afterwards?
Well, just clean out the ones that you're going to use on Pesach.
Because okay, so let's see what the Shlomo Zalmorbach did. I remember the first time I saw this was in high school, and we had a safe at the table. I said, careful, don't make sure you don't get any crumbs in it. I didn't even realize I'm thinking about Pesach year-round. So he said like this, Vav, hasvarm einam chayavim bibedika. You don't have to check your svarm, although many gedolim did. You do not have to, says Rav Shlomo Zalmorbach. Af im lo nisar be'esa shimash behem kol yimos hashana. Even if you're not careful year-round, shlo yipo l'toichan chometz. Nevertheless, you do not have to check them.
I learn when I'm on the train and I'm eating while I'm learning, but I always I brush them out while the crumbs.
So he says, look in Yud, she'alulim liyos bahem peirurim shel chametz. You could have some crumbs in your sefer, a little bit of your cookie, your mizonos, your sandwich, whatever it was. Ein tzarech levodka mishum kach. Right? One does not have to. What's it called? Check them because it's hini pesach vavam and beis amal leinim bitul chametz to perurin lo chashive. Crumbs are not considered to be a chashav azach. You don't have to do it. Pashtas nira de kolze leinim bitul aval bedika shapich av mishum gezer Hashem yivol oichlan. Maybe that's just for bitul, but for bedika, you're right. But it might come to
little crumbs are going to come to.
I've seen people eat little crumbs, right? Shkos of chay adam. Shem Riaz, Shilte Giburim, Vekushes Gemor Sham, he rak the alcohol pon and bitul ain't sorech mpneish mealehim hain botlin. Achemi diri hamishtabura, ke mashma, she soivish, perurim, leka, chovas bedika. It brings the mishtabura also that for the crumbs does not generate a chiv of bedika, tzorechian. Right? Menale lef arishkin. How do you know this? Ulai, maskinon, the Gemara mashma katsas hochi. Maybe it applies a little bit like this. Vain gam, shulchanorach harav, from the Balhatanya, shesover gam kein bedas, a rosh, the perum lo boy beetle, velo bedika ubiur, tzorachin. Ach alkoponim, le inin hasvarim, near de ein chayven levodkim. Nevertheless, according for svarim, one, he says, does not have a chiv to check them. Mishum. Because the hani perurim asher ulai nimsim behem meise, maybe they're going to be a mius, it's like something gross, it's repulsive. V'dinam kedin chomet shel hekdesh b'vur b'gemara depatim bedika hoyel ubedile mine. You're separated from it. So you think, okay, this is very nice in practice, but what did Reb Shlomo Zalman himself do? If you look in 30, Orchos Halacha, v'chein nohag rabbeinu lemaisa shelo bodak hasvarim. Shlomo Zalman Orbach did not check his svarim. Velo nimna milishtamish behem pesach. And not only did not, you think, okay, so he didn't check them, but he just left them on the shelf. He had different svarim. No, he used them. He used them on Pesach. Af elish shahayimokam lechush sheishtamshu behem b'meshech hashana be'esachila. Even those which he was using during, while eating, throughout the year. So this is okay. This is there are others who had different hanhagas. But
maybe
this
he was careful before he put it away to make sure he clean on any crumbs.
Okay, could be. But even if he wasn't, even if you say not him, but even if a person is not naked, then one's not required to check. I think they bring from Rashi. I think I saw this brought down, and Rashi didn't check because Rashi didn't learn while eating. He just constantly, like, eat very quickly, so he get back to learning, but he didn't bring out, I think I saw this brought down somewhere, maybe from Gedalia Shore, I forget where I saw that, this idea, but, okay, that's, why I'm saying, because we know stories of Gedolim that spent the whole night going one sefer to the next, or the point in terms of Pesach cleanup that they had, one kid, their job is to clear it out. Okay, all right, that was Vav. Zion. You know what an akrav is? A scorpion. So we have a concept that this is the whole source from the Gemara in Pesachim, which we talk about, though. A shlich mitzvah is not going to be harmed, right? This is why the minhag is, many people have, you know, someone's going to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so give them a dollar. Make them a shliach mitzvah, right? Because we don't want them to get harmed. So this is the source of it, about sticking your hand in a pile. So maybe you have to be scared, you have to be nervous that there are going to be scorpions or something in this pile. We don't know what type of animals might be down there. So that's what the Gemara says. No, if you're doing a mitzvah, b'tikas chametz, then beer chametz, b'didol chametz, whatever it is, then you're not going to... You will not be.
Don't we say though that the person while he's being boated to the chametz is gonna might search for something else like a needle, you know?
Oh, that's what he talks about. Yeah, right. Correct. Yeah, he brings it down. Actually, I was gonna quote that.
Oh, okay. Right.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, what were you gonna say though?
No, that's it. That's what I was saying.
If you look in where you just says you're dalid. Right. Yeah, let's turn to that for a second. A person knows he's not looking for the needle. I'm sorry, we get a chance to Okay, right. So whether you're looking for something, you're looking for something like that. Okay, we'll try to do one more. Time is it? Oh, okay. All right, Ches. So a person who is in health prevents them from doing the bedika themselves. He has to appoint a shliach to search on his behalf, even if it means he would have to pay somebody to do it. Right? So why is that? And he explains in the footnote Tesvav. So since you have a chiv to do this, that means you have to spend money to do this. You know, we don't say when a mitzvah requires spending money, well, I can't do it. Unless you can't do that. So certain times we have certain mitzvahs where we have a limit to it, right? How much a person is required to spend for a mitzvah. We have the limit of a hidah mitzvah, is a shlish, the gabav, var. We have a concept of mocher ksuso. Sometimes we say this mitzvah is so important that you have to sell the shirt off your back, which means you have to go like begging for money, you have to go collecting in order to do. What's an example of mocher ksuso? Where do you have this? Where do you have a concept of the halacha says it's so important you have to even go around collecting if you can't afford the mitzvah?
For food on Pesach.
Pesach, right. So that's one place. There's an Indian of Presumenisa, right? And Dalakosos. Chanukah also is an Indian of Presumenisa, right? You have to do it. So, Mocha Ksusa, I remember once, this was years ago, the book Holy Brother had just come out, the stories about Shlomo Karabach. And Rabbi Simon was very into this book. So he says, everybody should go buy... Should go by Holy Brother at the YU Svarim still. So I also talk about what do we need for Masech the next year? He says you have to buy the Rashba. said, oh, what a comedian he has. Rebbe, what if you only have enough for the Rashba for Holy Brother? What do you do? Which one do you buy? So besides the Mocher Ksuso, you have to sell the shirt off your back in order to buy both. Okay. It's a joke, but here we go back to the story. The idea is that you have to, if you're sick and you can't afford to do the bedikah yourself, there's a huge... Okay, you know, let me do one. Let's try to get... where? Wait, that was Tesvav? Yeah. Okay, Tess. Owning. Chas v'shalom. A person who one of their Zion Krovim, father, a mother, spouse, a child, a sister, one of their seven Krovim, one of their seven relatives who passed away from the time of Misa until the time of Kavura is called an Onein. Aninus is a din, machlokes, exactly how much that extends on a deraisa level, but an Onein does not do positive mitzvahs. They don't learn, they don't make brachos before they eat, etc. That petur extends up until the kavura. Once the mace is buried, then the onein starts. Then starts the period of what we call a velus, right? That a person and all the minhagim of velus start with the shiva, etc. So what's the din of an onein on bedikas chametz? So it says like this: Afal pi shepoter milivdok ba'atzmo, even though he himself is exempt from the bedika, all of levakesh me'acherim livdok es beso. He is required to get others to be bodik his house, right? So you see, why is that? It's pretty logical. He speaks on Tazayin, the kevan de habedika. You see him at the bottom, Tazayin, the kevan de habedika. He lafrushim isura. The whole reason why you're doing the bedika, it's Mrs. Asebi. You have to. Make sure you don't have chametz in your house. So, for you're required to do this, so for one would be required to have somebody else do the bedikah on his behalf to make sure that he doesn't. So you think, 1 second, he's potter. Tears says no. It doesn't mean an oning doesn't do isurim. An oning doesn't eat non kosher. Oh, the mitzvahs don't apply. No, only mitzvahs asay don't apply. But in this case of doing the bedikah, it would apply, therefore, since he can't do it himself, so therefore he would have someone do it on his behalf. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll stop here. Nachum the Nisham Shav and Aliyah, as well. This is the Yortzeit of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal as well. So this is a host to learn his Torah on the day itself. Okay.